wounded by the master of deceit. Groping in the darkness, haunted by the years of past defeat. But then I see you standing near me, shining with compassion in your eyes. Jesus, shine down on me. Let your love shine through me in the night.
All right, people of God, prayer warriors, this is our concert of prayer for the month of February. We're going to go before the throne of God in intercessory prayer, primarily for this nation and the church in this nation. The Word of God says in Matthew 21:22, "In all things, whatsoever you ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive." That's what we're going to do. And we're going to ask God to give us the faith to believe. To believe. Our first item, we're going to pray asking God to anoint, lead, guide, and direct Donald Trump to do the will of the Father in all of his decisions. Once again, we're going to pray asking God to advance the kingdom of God, penetrating the darkness and deception of every system of religion. I got the second part before the first part there, so you'll just have to excuse me. I'm working two or three different things at the same time, so let me repeat that to you. We're going to pray, our first item, we're going to pray asking God to advance the kingdom of God, penetrating the darkness and deception of every false system of religion. You got it? We're going to pray asking God to advance the kingdom of God, penetrating the darkness and deception of every false system of religion. Let's pray that right now. Righteous Heavenly Father, Father, your word assures us that if we pray anything in accordance with your will, you hear us. And Father, it is not your will that the nations of the world be confused with respect to salvation. It is not your will that false systems of religion exist in every nation of the world. So, Father, we come before your throne now, and we're asking you to advance the kingdom of God. Advance the kingdom of God in the nations of the world. And, Father, in advancing the kingdom of God, penetrate. Penetrate the darkness and the deception of every false system of religion. Father, we are aware that the enemy has sown tares among the wheat. We know they're in pulpits. We know they're in positions of leadership. And we know that many of the buildings are filled with those who are really truly seeking a right relationship with you and yet are being deceived because of false teachers and false systems of religion. So we're coming before your throne, Father God, and we're asking you to advance the kingdom of God. We're asking you to penetrate the darkness and the deception of every false system of religion. Because, Father, we understand that even in those false systems of religion, there are those who are known to you to be of the elect, that at some point in time, they will come to a knowledge of the truth, submit themselves to the Lord Jesus Christ, and be born again. And that we want to see happen. Thank you, Father. Thank you, our Lord. All right, our second item. We're going to pray, asking God to anoint, lead, guide, and direct Donald Trump to do the will of the Father in all of his decisions. Not the will of the Republican Party, but the will of the Father. We want to see a move of God in the White House, working its way down through all the echelons of the government. So we're going to pray, asking God to anoint and to lead and to guide and direct Donald Trump to do the will of the Father in all of his decisions. Let's pray that right now. Heavenly Father, we're your children. And we come before your throne not only as your child, but as believer priest. And we come before your throne at this time, Lord, asking you, Father God, to anoint, lead, guide, and direct Donald Trump to do the will of the Father in all of his decisions. In every decision that he makes, we're asking you, Father God, to anoint him, lead him, guide him, direct him in order to do the will, your will, in all of his decisions. Father God, anoint him. Anoint the man for the office he's been elected to. Anoint him and defeat every attempt of the enemy to deceive him, Father God. Destroy the ability of the enemy to deceive. And Father God, we ask you to give him ears to hear. Give Donald Trump ears to hear you, Father God. Give him ears to hear. And if you would, Father, we don't know for sure all of his spiritual condition, but you could put a witness in his life that could explain the gospel to him very, very clearly. And we're asking you to give him sensitivity. Sensitivity to your spirit. Sensitivity to any witness that you might put in his life. And then, Father God, we need restoration in this nation. There's so much that needs to be restored. And we're asking you, Father God, to anoint, lead, guide, and direct Donald Trump to do your will, the will of the Father, in all of his decisions in this nation. And this we ask in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Heavenly Father. We thank you. All right. Now we're going to pray item number 3. We're going to pray asking God to bind all the power of Satan, restricting his deception and involvement with the leadership of this nation. Now listen to me carefully. We're going to pray asking God to bind all the power of Satan, restricting his deception and involvement with the leadership of this nation, because you must understand Satan is busy. He is trying to implement his kingdom. He wants his kingdom. He wants individuals in office that he can control, he can lead, he can manipulate. So we're going to pray asking God to bind all the power of Satan, restricting his deception and involvement with the leadership of this nation. Let's pray that right now. Father God, we continue coming before your throne, and Father, this time we're asking you to bind all the power of Satan, restricting his deception and involvement with the leadership of this nation, Father God. Father, we understand that from the Word of God that he offered you the nations of the world. He showed you the nations of the world and he offered them to you. He didn't really understand who you were. He was testing. He was trying. But the Word teaches us that he is the God of this world, not of that world which is to come. But Father God, we're asking you to bind all the power of Satan, restricting his deception and involvement with the leadership of this nation. Heavenly Father, we look to you. We look to you. And we want you, Heavenly Father, to be involved in all the affairs of this nation. We understand from the Word of God that there is a one world order on the horizon of time and eternity. We understand that. We see that in the Word. But Father, we understand as well that you have a people here called the church, and you've given us authority, and we have access to your throne, and you have left us here, Heavenly Father, to represent you in this sin-cursed and sin-darkened world. So Father, we're asking you to bind all the power of Satan, restricting his deception and involvement with the leadership of this nation. And Father, stir the hearts of your people. Stir the hearts of your people to take their rightful role in this nation. In this nation, Father God, at this time, at the right hand of Christ the Son, who is at the right hand of God the Father. Lord, we pray this in Jesus' name, and we thank you, Father, for the privilege. All right, now we're going to pray our fourth item. We're going to pray asking God to purge the leadership of the nations, removing or neutralizing the influence of the agents of Satan. It's heavy, folks. This is a worldwide prayer. But you have to understand that Satan is at work in every nation of the world. Incrementally, a little bit here, a little bit there, and so much of the church is asleep and is not keying on it and praying it. So we're going to pray now, asking God to purge the leadership of the nations, removing or neutralizing the influence of the agents of Satan. For you must understand that in every nation of the world, Satan has his agents, and many of them are in positions of authority and power and leadership. So we're going to pray now, asking God to purge the leadership of the nations, removing or neutralizing the influence of the agents of Satan. Let's pray that right now. Father God, Father, we come before your throne asking you to purge the leadership of the nations, removing or neutralizing the influence of the agents of Satan in positions of national leadership in the nations of the world. Father, we know from the Word of God that, and we know from history, that we have had satanic world leaders in the past. And Father, even in our most recent past, even during the Second World War, we saw the leadership of Satan in different positions and nations of the world. Heavenly Father, we remember men like Adolf Hitler, Mussolini, Joseph Stalin. We remember those men, Father, and we know their actions and what they're about. And Father, we understand that for a season, Lord God, we're asking you for a season here where you give us leadership of the nations, purge the leadership of the nations, removing or neutralizing the influence of the agents of Satan. Because we know for a season, Father God, for a season, they're going to be in power. They know they're going to be in authority for power. But we're raising up and asking you to raise up those that can hinder them, can restrict them, Heavenly Father, in their rise to power. Father, we understand from the Word of God there will be a one world order. And from everything I can see in the Scriptures, the church will be here. And the Antichrist will assume power and will persecute the church from everything I can see in Scripture, Father. So, Lord, we're asking you to purge the leadership of the nations, removing or neutralizing the influence of the agents of Satan for a season. Father, for a season. Give us a season here where we can give ourselves repentance and intercessory prayer and hold back the hand of Satan in this matter. And this we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Now we're going to pray. We're going to ask God to reverse or to neutralize all previous political decisions advancing the satanic agenda. There's a lot of them, folks. There's a lot of them. So we're going to pray. And we're going to ask God to reverse or to neutralize all previous political decisions advancing the satanic agenda. History is full of them. This nation is full of them. The nations of the world are full of them. So we got to pray. And we will pray. Asking God to reverse or to neutralize all previous political decisions advancing the satanic agenda. Let's pray that right now. Righteous Heavenly Father, Father God, there's a lot about reality that is not pretty. There's a lot about spiritual reality that is not pretty. So we come before your throne now because we know that you hold the power. You have the authority. Father, we're asking you to reverse or to neutralize all previous political decisions advancing the satanic agenda. We realize that the satanic agenda has been operative in the legislation process, the judicial process. We understand that. So we're asking you, Father God, to reverse or to neutralize all previous political decisions advancing the satanic agenda. And Father, they come from both sides of the aisle. They come from the Democratic side of the aisle. They come from the Republican side of the aisle. Even in this time, Father, history is replete with those that Satan used to advance his agenda, trying to implement his kingdom. And even at this time, Father God, we see him at work. We have seen him in recent years, recent centuries, recent years, and yes, most recently, Father God, in the past years just gone by, we've seen him. And Father, we're asking you, because Satan uses people, but God, you use people as well. Satan uses people, yes, but you use people as well. And we're asking you to reverse, to neutralize all previous political decisions advancing the satanic agenda. You have access to the hearts and the minds of those that you can use to do that. So we're asking you, Father God, to reverse or to neutralize all previous political decisions advancing the satanic agenda. Thank you, Lord. All right, now we come to that time in our contrary prayer where we pray for you. We pray for each other, and we pray for you. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to slow down. What is it you would really like to see the Lord do in your life, your family, your nation? Think about what I'm saying, because that's what you're going to pray. I want you to say to the Lord what you would like to see him do in your life. It may be physical, spiritual, emotional. But say to the Lord, Lord, would you please? And present your petition. And then you might want to mention the nation. You might want to mention the church in this nation. But we're going to go before God now. And we're going to ask him to be glorified in your life, my life, by hearing and answering our prayers. What are your desires? What are your desires? What are your wishes? What are your wants? What are your needs? Express them to the Lord. Regardless of what they may be, express them to the Lord right now. Then we're all going to join in prayer with you, asking God to honor your prayer. Don't be bashful. Don't be bashful. Pray your heart, whether it's physical, spiritual, emotional, whatever it may be. Pray it now. We'll come along in a moment and join you in prayer. Have you taken your petition to the Lord? Don't be bashful. Satan will tell you it's no use. Satan will tell you that God does not hear and answer prayer. Satan will tell you that he will not listen to your prayer. You're born again? You're his child, aren't you? You're his child. He loves his children. Put your request before him. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. I'm telling you, the great deal of the church is suffering those things it does not have to suffer. If we would believe. Jesus said, if only you believe. Take your burden to the Lord. What's the problem? Don't be ashamed. Don't be bashful. Don't be ashamed. My Father, my God, Lord, you are a prayer-answering God. You are a prayer-answering God. I am living proof that you are a prayer-answering God. And in my own experience, I know you to be a prayer-answering God. And so, Father, I'm asking you, prompt the hearts of these in this contrary prayer. Prompt their hearts to pray that which you would have them to pray. You've been waiting to hear it. You've been waiting for them to believe, to receive. You've been waiting on them. And Lord, I'm asking you to prompt their hearts to pray those things that you've been waiting to hear. Physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, financially, relationally, nothing is too hard for the Lord. Nothing is too hard for you, Lord. Nothing. Nothing is too difficult for you. And I'm asking you, Spirit of the living God, to stir up faith in the hearts of these in this concert of prayer. Stir up faith and give them the faith to reach out in prayer and present their petitions to you, regardless of what that petition might be, physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, financial, domestic, whatever it may be. And now I pray, Father God, you let faith arise. Let faith arise. And let these precious souls say within themselves, I will believe and I will receive. It's not a name and claim it. It's a matter of receiving and believing. Believing the Word of God, He's your Father. He loves you. He loves you. He wants to hear and answer your prayers. So don't be bashful. Now, Father God, I'm asking you to hear and answer every prayer that's been uttered to you in this last hour together. And in these last few moments, I'm asking you to meet that need. Father God, to meet that need, whatever that need may be, and you get all the glory, honor, and praise. And this we ask in Jesus' name. And all of God's people said, amen and amen. Thank you for joining us in this concert of prayer until we get a chance to do this next month. Be blessed.